In his address to the nation yesterday, Ramaphosa expressed disappointment at the extent of the alleged looting. He said his office has established an investigation center comprising 9 state law agencies to deal with the looters.
This center is currently involved in investigating allegations of corruption in areas such as the distribution of food parcels, social relief grants, the procurement of personal protective equipment and other medical supplies, as well as UIF special COVID scheme.
He said up to 800 companies are under investigation and vowed to recover every missing cent.
We are determined that every instance of alleged corruption must be thoroughly investigated, that those who are responsible for wrongdoing should be prosecuted, and that all money stolen or overpriced should be recovered.
KwaZulu-Natal Province Premier Sihle Sikhalala says the province has lost over $900,000 to corruption.
We want to express our serious concern about the findings, which reveal a flagrant disregard and abuse of procurement processes which have prejudiced not only the Department of Social Development, but the KwaZulu-Natal government and the people of KwaZulu-Natal as well.
Ramaphosa has signed a proclamation authorizing the Special Investigating Unit to institute probes relating to COVID-19 funds used without seeking approval. However, political analyst Mcebisi Ndlejana says Ramaphosa's efforts could be met with challenges.
Even now, they are still a little bit understaffed. There are certain posts that haven't been filled. And already there are piles and piles of cases that they needed to investigate. And now you are adding COVID-related investigations. So the mere announcement alone is not sufficient. Yes, it is encouraging, but what you need to know, you need to go further and say, do they have capacity to investigate?
In the same address, the president announced that schools will be closing their doors again due to concerns over the spread of COVID-19. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.